Good morning. As Father said, my name is Jennifer Ryder. And while I'm no longer a parishioner of Blessed Sacrament, I have long considered this parish my home. Growing up in this stewardship way of life, one hears a lot of buzzwords about what stewardship is. Rarely do we hear what stewardship is not. Stewardship is not a capital campaign, nor is it a resume builder. In leaving this parish community, I have been graced with an outsider's perspective. This has allowed me to refine my own personal definition of stewardship. Stewardship is the conscious recognition that we have been immeasurably and undeservedly blessed. Having grown up in Wichita, I assumed that stewardship was the way of life of all Catholics, that all Catholic schools were rigorously focused on the formation of disciples, that all Catholic parishes were vibrantly communal. I made the assumption that all Catholic communities were deeply rooted in prayer, as evidenced by perpetual adoration chapels. Yet what is true here is not true elsewhere. Since graduating from Cape and Mount Carmel in 2005, I've belonged to 4 different parishes in 3 different cities. Not one was a stewardship parish. No diocese offered perpetual adoration, and not a single school was tithing-based. This is when I came to the realization that stewardship itself is such a gift. I stand before you today to personally thank you for that gift that you, the parishioners of Blessed Sacrament Parish, have bestowed upon me. You gave me the opportunity to attend challenging schools for free. I received that gift at no cost to my family and at no cost to myself. Simply your great generosity set the stage for my collegiate, postgraduate, and now professional success. And I thank you for that. I'm even more grateful, however, for the fact that this education was truly a Catholic education, one that offered consistent prayer and formation in the way, mission, and purpose of Christ Jesus. And with this foundation, how could I not serve his fellow children? A year before I received my Capon diploma, I received the Sacrament of Confirmation from Bishop Olmsted at this communion rail. And in 2nd grade, I received my first confession from Father Eck in that confessional. Short weeks later, I received my first communion steps from where I stand now. And at my kindergarten graduation, my parents watched from these pews as I sang these words. I heard that where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. I don't know much about hearts and things, but I'm glad you treasure me. I have received grace upon grace in these 4 walls. And I received that grace for the first time on June 19, 1988, when I was baptized in that baptismal font. On that day, I received my baptismal call to cultivate Christ's kingdom, to take him wherever it is that I might go. I hope you're starting to gather from my story that stewardship is not one of giving at all. Rather, stewardship is a story of receiving. Receiving his gifts gratefully and gracefully, and recognizing that it is through sharing in these great gifts that we can actually participate in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. As with any gift, over time, we become accustomed to it. But the exemplary gift of stewardship is the way of eternal life. Whenever we are tempted to accept stewardship as commonplace, let us challenge those viewpoints. Let us remember that it is something much deeper. It is people loving people regardless of the cost. And this is a glimpse into the kingdom of heaven. I ask you during this stewardship renewal season to prayerfully ask God to show you your own unique gifts. Welcome him into this conversation regarding your personal talents, your familial finances, and how you're spending the precious gift of time. And ask him also for the confidence to act in service. Christ came with a mission, and he left us here to continue on in that mission. Christ has no body now on earth but ours, and no hands on earth but ours, no tongue to share the good news. The task is ours to bring about his kingdom, for on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for always welcoming me home with open arms. It's such a gift to be received so hospitably.